So, yeah, this is so wild, man. Sometimes, feelings are really something, dude. My mom, I had a conversation with my mom about some stuff that that's going on. My mom may think I'm a drama queen, who knows? But I don't know. Oftentimes I tend to take a lot of things to heart. It just depends on how deep, like it doesn't take a lot to get to me, but it can take very few things to get to me, right? And there's been some shit that's just been bothering me, man, for the past, couple days, couple weeks. And yo, it's crazy, man. Like life, this is life, lifing. But you know what though? Like things can be so much worse. That's how I look at things. Like things can be so much worse, and I'm just kind of like, eh, I feel how I feel. I compartmentalize things differently. And, I think you're allowed to kind of self-wallow for a little bit, but at some point you got to get up, right? So then honestly, it just kind of hit me, and I've been watching this clip over and over again. So Carl Weathers, actor, I believe he was also a former NFL player, I believe, former NFL player. Passed away, I think, on Friday or Thursday, I think. And he was known for his role in Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4 as Apollo Creed. So he started off as Apollo Creed's, or sorry, he started off as Rocky's like rival. Now, Rocky 3 was actually my favorite movie. Well, you know what? I would say it's one of my favorite movies. I think Rocky 4 is my favorite one. I think it would go 4, 3, 1, 2, 5, and then Balboa after that. But anyways, so in Rocky 3, unless you guys have already seen it already, if you haven't seen it, I would suggest you watch it. But in Rocky 3, so Rocky loses in the first one to Apollo. Then he beats Apollo in the second one, right? The third one, he's getting ready to retire. And as he's getting ready to retire, there's another boxer that comes up in Clubber Lang. And Clubber Lang, played by Mr. T. So he's like calling Rocky out, and I'm not gonna go through all the whole movie, but this is all gonna make sense, so just bear with me. So he's calling Rocky out, and Rocky's like, I'm retiring, this and that. So he claims that Rocky was taking all these like easy fights, and Mickey was the one that was booking these fights. Mickey is Rocky's trainer, so Rocky accepts the fight with Clubber Lang because Clubber Lang challenges him. He's like, all right, cool, I'll fight you. So Rocky goes to Mickey and he's like, why are you giving me all these fights? And Mickey's like, because I honestly, man, like this Clubber Lang dude is no fucking joke. Like, he will kill you, dude. And I'm giving you these fights because I just don't think you got it anymore, man. I don't think you got it. I think that, you've become somewhat civilized and you don't got it no more. And Rocky, in his head, he believes that. So he starts to believe it. And so he accepts the fight anyway. And I believe it was at their bout or something. Like, Rocky's just like a whole new person now. He's kind of like, he's not as hungry, and he's just not himself. Like, not like he's not like the fighter that he was beforehand. So something happens where there's an altercation. Clubber Lang pushes down Mickey to the ground. Mickey ends up having a heart attack while Rocky's accepting the fight. So he tries to call the fight off, and then Clubber Lang's like, no, nah, man, like, we're gonna fight. So the whole time, like, Rocky's getting his ass whooped by Clubber Lang, like, literally getting his ass beat in the ring. And he loses, like, so he loses. Apollo sees as an analyst that Rocky, like, something's up with him. So Rocky then loses his will to fight, right? Rocky wants to challenge him for a rematch, but Apollo's like, I'll help you. I'll help you train. Rocky accepts. There's a scene in the movie, and this scene in the movie is probably one of the most iconic scenes in all of Hollywood. Like, at least top 50. Especially now that Carl Weathers is gone now. So, they're going through this, they're training, and Rocky is like stuck on and fixated on Mickey. He's fixated on, I think Mickey died in Rocky 3. So he's fixated on all that. He's fixated on Mickey, and he's fixated on Clubber Lang, who fucked him up. And Apollo is like going at Rocky. He's like, come on, man, like I need you to give me something. I need you to train. Like, why are you just sitting there? So Apollo's hitting Rocky with all these combos. He's just like boom, 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 just hitting him. What did he say? He was like, hook, 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 straight right. And he kept calling this out. So Rocky's supposed to dodge him. And Rocky just like sits there as a punching bag, a human punching bag, and it pisses off Apollo. So Apollo is like, yo, are you focused? Like, what's going on with you, man? What's going on with you? So Rocky's like, I don't know. And he's like, all right, come on. So he starts punching him again, and Rocky's not blocking anything. He's not countering anything. Nothing. So then it pisses Apollo off. And the whole time, Rocky is seeing visions of Apollo's, like, combos. Not Apollo's, of Clubber Lang's combinations. He's seeing, like, a flashback. And it stifles Rocky. And Apollo is like, yo, what is up with you, man? Like, what's the matter with you? And Rocky just, like, looks at him and he goes, let's just do this tomorrow. And Apollo, like, looks at him and he goes, there is no tomorrow, right? There is no tomorrow. And it rings in Rocky's head. And then that's what sets Rocky up to then get back in training back in shape for boxing, right? Because he wasn't in training shape, nor was he in boxing shape when he first fought Clubber Lang. So, man, all that to say this. It ends up beating Clubber Lang, you know, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm sorry. So all that to say this, man. You know, in life, man, we're going to be Rocky. We're going to get our asses kicked. I know I've gotten my ass kicked mentally all week. The week before that, it's just been nonstop. And, you know, you can take those punches. But at some point, you got to fight back, a.k.a. you got to take some kind of action, okay? And, you know, you either sink or you swim. You know, and I looked at that scene, and it was almost like, you know, pressure either busts pipes or it creates diamonds under pressure. So, you know, we all have a choice. We all have a choice, like, which is it? I look around, man, and I have a great, you know, just resource of family, friends. I mean, there's truly a lot that I have to be thankful for. So regardless of anything that happens in life, you know, you got to see your way through. And sometimes you got to take on these challenges head on, a.k.a. take on the Clubber Langs, right? And, you know, there is no tomorrow, literally. Like, you got to do it. You got to do it now. You have to do it right then and there. There is no tomorrow, because tomorrow turns into next week, which turns into next year. And there, like I said, there is no tomorrow. You know, plain and simple. So that was probably one of the most powerful scenes that I've seen. And I rewatched that scene so many times. And I think Rocky 3 is on Hulu. So watch that so many times, man. I always have to keep reminding myself that regardless of any situation, I got to keep rolling. I got to keep going. You know, if you're wanting to go to the gym, right? I won't go tonight. I'll go tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. You know, yeah, I'm going to send out that application for a job. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm tired. I'm too tired to do it tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. You know, I'll study for that test. You know, I'm tired, man. I don't want to say it, but there is no tomorrow. Like, there is no tomorrow. And I thought that scene was beautiful. So, again, rest in peace to the great Carl Weathers, man. Carl Weathers, my apologies. Honestly, that scene was powerful. So just remember, there is no tomorrow.
I'm going to take your girl there.
Yeah, fuck all that noise. Kevin is the worst wingman I've ever had in my goddamn life.
Nah.
You're the worst wingman I've ever had. What are you doing? This is a war. Oh, are you going to go? Or what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Doing what? That's a yellow flash. I go. They yield to me.
No, I'm talking. See, bro, you're about to run. Never mind.
No, it was yellow.
This motherfucker, Kevin, you're a horrible wingman and you're trying to kill me. And none of these taco joints are open right now. So, shame. Tonight, I told Kevin, you know,
damn.
In the spirit of Black History Month, there was a sister that, well, I mean, she wasn't on you, but she was definitely like, yo, if you would have said something, yeah, man, you just didn't, yeah. And I told Kevin, you know, that's the new wave now. I said, bro, like, Black women are openly liking white men. And like, but they're just not sure. So you got to be a little more like, hey, like, I'm feeling you. Like, what's up with you? What are you doing tonight? Kevin, you fucking let me down.
My bad.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, you know, tomorrow's a new day.
I'm not going out Sunday. I got shit to do. I have to recoup. I got to recharge for Monday, brother.
Got to get ready for Monday, man.
Yeah, I got to get ready for Monday.
Don't worry, man. There's more fish in the sea. We're going to find you the right one.
Nah, I'm not looking for any fish, dude. I might not even be pescatarian.
We're going to find you that dolphin, bro.
I don't even eat dolphin. Fact of the matter is you're a horrible wingman. I've never had a good wingman in my fucking life.
Oh, listen to that, bro. I can put you on.
No, you can't. No. Oh, then. Oh, now I'm thinking about it. It's all coming back to me now. So there was this one time when I was at, we were at this bar, and there was a bartender that I already knew. Oh, man.
I put you on her.
No, you didn't. I already fucked her. I already smashed.
Well, I
but like, but that. I tried, but like, but you overdid it. And then you, I already hit, bro. And she looked at me like, yeah, dude. But she looked at me like, yo, what's up with your friend? And then I walked away to go to the bathroom. I come back and she's like,
well,
yeah,
I raised her up for you, bro.
Kevin, but she said, she was like, she was like, he's saying a lot of nice things about you. And I was like, what is he saying? And then
reason.
She said, Kevin, but like, I don't, yeah, you don't have to do. She did. The thing is, you didn't know at the time. And I think I told you after the fact. And then you were like, oh, okay. So because you said all that, like, all that stuff about me, about how I'm a great guy, it might have dried her up a little bit. Because, like,
dried
bro.
Dried her up? What,
yeah,
you want,
man.
Like, a not great guy? What kind of girl is that?
Well, I don't know. But, like, I just think that, like, the whole concept of her, like bro, okay. It's like we met through a mutual friend.
Okay.
And where are we going?
Going to the plaza.
This is the way you go to the plaza?
Well, from here, where we're at now.
Oh, okay.
Just from the area.
Nah, man. So, like, I met her through a mutual friend, bro. And, like, we were supposed to, like, hang out and everything, like, way, way, way before that. But, like, it just never happened. So, like, randomly, like, just one day, like, I hit her up. She hit me up or whatever. And then, well, like, she came over. Like, she actually, and this is how I knew. I was, like, I've never had this level of, like, cooperation before at that time. But like she didn't have a license. Like she had her license. I think she had like a she had her license was suspended. That's what it was. And she Ubered to my place. Like that's when I knew. I'm like, and she came over like super late. So I'm like, oh man, like it's gotta. Oh, watch that pothole. These dude, there are a hella potholes. There are more.
I noticed that today.
There are more potholes than there are grains of sand in the Sahara Desert, dude. This is fucked up, dude.
Kansas
I'm so
City
sick of this shit,
dude. It's because we go from freaking. We went from -8 to like 70 yesterday.
And that, is that what causes potholes?
Hella, bro. Because the water gets in the cracks and then it like freezes and expands. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Bill Nye. You fucking guy. This guy. Nah, man. So anyway, so she Ubered over to my place, bro, and we hung out, and you know that was that. But then, like, we never really talked after that because I don't know. She's just on some other shit. And, but then, like, when we saw her at the bar, but how can you put me on something I already hit, Kevin?
Bro,
I think you made it worse. Honestly, I think you did because she was like, you kept saying how great of a guy I was, and you kept talking about how
what's
like.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think women want to hear that, dude.
She ain't shit. That's true.
Well,
she's a good dude. She ain't nothing.
I don't know. She's young though, man. Like she's younger. She's like 25.
She
dude.
Ain't it then.
She was never anything. Like I mean, she was, but she, but, you know, that wasn't intended for you to like put me on. I tried to give you the green light or the red light to stop, and then you just kept going.
Not bad.
Nah, it's okay. It's okay. That's just you're 0-2 now. 3 strikes and you're fucking out, dude.
Nah.
You are fucking out of here, bro. All you motherfuckers are terrible. God, man. The only person that really had
I kind of put you on Ashton. Kinda. 50-50.
Oh, you just had to name drop, didn't you, bastard.
Damn. you know, that one.
No, it's too late now. You didn't put me on. I put myself on.
No, but I kind of made it happen because I introduced you to people who, you know, we were all at the same place at the same time.
Yeah, but, I mean, and I did the rest.
Oh, no, of course, but, you know.
But how the fuck are you going to hiccup on my fucking pod, dude?
I know, bro.
This is from Kevin's, Kevin Centra. Kevin's, that's probably what I'm going to call this, is Kevin Centra.
That's right.
Is this a Centra?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Kevin Centra. Yeah, man. So you're 0-2 right now, brother. How dare you? You know what? I definitely can't go to O'Dowd's tonight. I have to be up for brunch tomorrow. Or today. Oh. Later today.
Damn.
So, no.
Who's
no O'Dowd's.
Who's the lucky girl?
I'm not saying her name, but I've never, she said brunch on me, and I thought to myself,
she's
wow.
Taking you to brunch?
Yeah, dude.
Damn,
like, that's, bro, I've,
she's trying to finesse you.
We're going to first watch. We're going to first watch, brother. I've never had that happen.
She's tricking on you, bro.
No, she's not, dude. She's just, I don't know. She kind of, I mean, I don't know, maybe, but I suggested Waffle House, and she was like, I don't like Waffle House. I'm like, wow. Because I like Waffle House.
Bro, you gotta go to, like, Succotash or something.
Succotash?
You like it?
No.
You don't like that?
No. Only time I've heard of Succotash is when Sylvester, like, the cat says it.
No, Succotash is
Suffering
good.
Succotash.
It's a good spot.
Okay, well.
Brick House has a good brunch. Decent.
We're not going to Brick House. We're going
Tribe.
To...
Tribe.
Yeah, I'll try it, but not right now. Like, not... Like,
second date.
I don't know. Actually, I did have a date, like last week. Yeah, you met her, actually.
Oh, that was good. I vibed with her. She was cool, dude.
You vibed with my date, you bitch?
No, like, I feel her for you.
You felt my girl? I mean, you felt the date I was on?
I feel like she was right for you, man. You vibe with her.
I'm totally joking. I know what you meant, but your word choice was very poor there.
Yeah.
You said, I vibe. How the fuck you gonna vibe with a chick I take out on a date?
Cause, bro.
And that's why, you know...
If she don't vibe for your friends, no approval.
That's true. You know, I know, bro. I know. I had no idea you were 29, Kevin.
Yeah.
That is so true. Wild. You're always gonna be like 25 to me, no matter how.
I get that shit. People don't believe me.
But it's not. But it's not like. It's not because I think you're 25. It's just that I remember you always being the youngest in our group of friends.
Right.
Like for the longest time, and then we just Like then it's when the new kids came around, and you were always the youngest one. Like when I was 27, you were 25. You know.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, no doubts, not tonight, probably go next weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, I kind of want to find, oh yeah, oh dude, what the fuck, yes, no, we're not going to O'Dowd's for the Super Bowl, hell no.
We gotta find out where High Noon's at.
Oh, shit, I could message him on,
I want to know where he's at for the Super Bowl.
He's probably, if I had one guess, I would say he's probably going to be at Tin Roof.
That's where we need to be.
Damn, you yawn and hiccup at the same time. You disrespectful fuck.
That's where we need to be. Tin Roof.
Well, okay. It's going to be lit, though. And I'm actually trying to just watch the game, bro. I don't really care about being around a bunch of, like, people, especially girls that, like, Swifties and shit, dude. Like, I think the halftime performance is going to be dope. I also think it's Usher.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Can you name me 5 Usher songs?
Not right now.
Damn, for real?
Not right this second.
No. Why not?
Because I'm hiccuping.
Give me 3. Damn, you suck, dude. Now you can't give me 3 Usher songs,
dude?
Damn. Bro, if I can give you 2 Bon Jovi songs, you got to give me 3 Usher songs.
I'm not good with names.
How do you not, bro?
I know
you do know it's Black History Month, right?
Uh-huh.
Tell me this, Kevin. It's Black History Month.
Okay.
Who is known as the Queen of Soul?
Oh, I actually don't know that.
You don't?
I don't.
Just give me a guess.
I don't know.
Just say anybody.
No, I don't know.
Just say anybody, Kevin.
I can't because I don't know.
Just say anybody.
I do not know.
Give me any name.
Enlighten me.
Enlighten you?
Yeah.
Who's the Queen of Soul?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Well, I mean, I could give you a list. I mean, I don't know. Just say... Give me a random singer's name.
No, I don't know.
You don't know who the Queen of Soul is?
No.
Okay, it's Little Richard.
You mean, is that a guy?
It's Little Richard.
Is he a guy or
Little girl? Richard is the Queen of Soul.
So it's a guy or girl?
It's Little Richard.
Is Little Richard a guy or girl?
It's Little Richard.
I don't know.
He's a man.
Then he's the king.
No, he's the queen of soul.
Queen?
He's the queen of soul. Little Richard is the queen of soul.
Really?
Yes. Google it. Google who the queen of soul is.
Why is they calling the queen of soul?
It's Little Richard.
Why is he a
queen? I don't fucking know. It's just Little Richard, man. God. You know what? I hate that this night has to end like this, that you don't know who the queen of soul is, but I'm just ready to go home and be in my bed. Yeah, get go stop at the food truck, man. They got a good Euro truck, man.
Oh, is it your the one from last night?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was
happening. Oh man, look at we kinda did miss something out here. Fucking look at the milkshake on that.
What's it look like? It looks pretty busy.
Looks exactly like it always looks.
Even here?
Yeah. God. You know what's crazy, man? I'm 100%, 1,000%.
Maybe we should just do a walkthrough.
I'm not walking in there.
I think we should.
You, bro, Kevin, they close, bro. They literally close. Three. Nah, bro, I'm not going in there.
It's 1.
It's 1:22.
So they close in 2 hours.
Why, Kevin? Why? Wait, do you want to go in there so you can sabotage some other shit that we're trying to do, man?
No.
Is that what you want to do?
No,
you fuck? No. Is that what you want to fucking do? No. Where are you going? My car's not even over here.
I'm just doing a circle.
Why?
Because that's what the way that parking.
Nah, goes. Bro, you could have fucking did a shortcut, you bastard. I love you to death, and you're hiccuping on top of that, and you yawn like 5 times. You're not going into fucking No Doubts, dude, because you're tired.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You're tired.
I am tired. That's why I'm not going. You are a lunatic. There I am, right there, man. You can go and do a walkthrough if you want to, but I think it's best that you go home and get some sleep, brother. Yeah,
right.
I do. I was right about, dude. Was I right about the sister that liked you tonight?
I don't know.
That was feeling you tonight.
Were you?
I was. Yeah, I was right.
She wasn't giving me that vibe.
Are you serious, dude? Are you for real, bro? She looked at your fucking cut. She looked at your beard.
I didn't know that.
I knew that.
I guess.
And I thought you was gonna pull through, bro. But you just
out here enjoying my.
You know what it is? You didn't wear the fucking gold vest, the gold jacket, the yellow jacket. Every time, there's always good luck when you wear that, dude. And you didn't fucking wear it tonight. And then you just let me down, man.
I guess I just wasn't interested, man.
What? You know what I'm interested? In the 3-0 foes?
I don't know, man. I'm just out here.
You've changed.
Living my life.
You've changed, bro. I miss the old Kevin.
What?
I miss the old Kevin. When you had
was crazy.
Well, yeah, when you had like wild bushy hair. I miss that Kevin.
That was
like
that shit would be like I had like a Jufro.
Dude, oh no, your hair wasn't curly. It just looked like
It just went,
Fred said that your hair looked like you were in a wind tunnel.
But it's natural.
It was a wind tunnel, dude. Like what the fuck? All right, how about
check this? Out this yellow car.
Oh man, I think that's a that looks like a 350Z.
It does.
I think that is a 3, but it's like a, what do you call that? That's a drop top. I don't like those. I've never liked drop top cars. I think they're kind of stupid. But what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you
hiccuping, bro?
You need some water. Yeah, you need go home and get some water, bro. This pot is over, man. We're all done. Right. We're fucking done, man. We're done until like next week, but we're boys for life. But
get this. This is the Willing to Go Ham podcast, and I am your host, Christian Willingham, right here.
Okay, all right.